Hello and welcome to Campus Connection for March 24th, 2016. I'm Kelly Burley along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, the students are definitely back from spring break as they begin the final semester push and on campus this week, a big focus on H2O.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's Water Week at Oklahoma State University. And we've had a whole week of activities to promote the awareness of, and of course, importance of water in every area of our lives. And we've certainly learned about that the last couple of years with these terrible droughts. Some think that water is going to be the most important commodity there is as time goes on. We did hold a series of challenges this week, and today's challenge is choose water over soda. I'm not sure my friends at Coke and Pepsi like that idea, but anyway, that's what they're doing today. Saturday's challenge is clean streams, so we're encouraging people to go to a local stream. Stillwater would be a good one, and pick up trash. But the event is hosted by our Oklahoma Water Resources Center, which is headed by Dr. Dave Engel. And they do water-related research and extension activities throughout our state. It's housed over in the OSU Division of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources. The Oklahoma Water Resources Center is a tremendous asset to the state of Oklahoma and has expertise in plants, soils, ecosystems, water conservation, land use, and a number of other areas, including economics and policy. It's just another way that OSU delivers on its land-grant mission of service to Oklahoma.
And meanwhile, Burns, OSU is set to celebrate its international student community this weekend.
Yeah, this is a very exciting night. You know, we have over 2,000 international students representing nearly 120 countries all around the world, and Cultural Night is the biggest international event we do at Oklahoma State. It'll bring together all people from all over the world for a friendly and spirited competition. Students will showcase their various cultures through songs and dance and drama and humor. The event is hosted by the OSU International Student Organization. It will be held at the Saratine Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday night. It's a great celebration for our international community, and we encourage you all to attend.
And finally, the university is offering budding artists the opportunity to learn from OSU's expert artists.
That's right. This summer, we're hosting the second annual Summer Art Academy for junior high and high school students. The series will begin on May 31st. The Summer Art Academy allows students ages, well, roughly 13 to 18 to attend classes taught by our OSU faculty members in the OSU Department of Art, Graphic Design, and Art History. And it gives students a chance to explore art history, watercolor, jewelry, metals, motion graphics, photography, lots of areas. And at the same time, it gives the students a taste of college, a collegiate art experience. And hopefully many will pursue that. You can learn a lot more about this at the website Summer Art Academy. That's all one word, lowercase, .okstate.edu. summerartacademy.okstate.edu.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.